Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing, going from a physicist to healer, healing both myself and hundreds of others. Get help from me with your free, powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I've brought a special guest today to further enhance your health and life. I'd like to welcome the amazing and magical Kristen Alexander to talk to you about awakening your intuition, which is a topic we should all be paying attention to since there seems to be a real shift happening now in the level of awakening, especially amongst children. As you heard last week with my guest Gretchen Downey, more and more parents are not understanding their awakened children. But I have news for you. We can all reach a higher level of awareness, which allows you to have better access to your intuition, your inner wisdom, which leads to a more fulfilled and healthier life. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Hello, Anastasia. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're here. You and I now go back several years, and we became healers at about the same time.
I mean, we really did. When we sat next to each other at that goddess circle, we were really both just at the beginning stages of our business. I don't even think I had a website at that time. It was really, really the beginning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure all the listeners are really interested in hearing about your amazing background and how you went from that to this. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so pretty much since I was a little girl, I was drawn to Los Angeles. I was drawn to the entertainment industry. That was really my passion. But after about 10 years of living on the road and really getting to a place where I felt very incongruent in my life, in my heart, in my soul, I found myself about 2011 with a completely empty tank. And I remember crying on the phone to my mom saying, I'm having a midlife crisis. And she laughed and said, you're not midlife, Kristen. But that's what it felt like. Okay. And I knew intuitively that there was not a pill or a medicine or a Band-Aid or anything of that sort that was going to fill my tank back up. And I had always been fascinated by what is meditation, and I had tried many times to meditate. It was not happening. My mental level was so strong and so powerful, and that was really serving me as a producer, but it wasn't serving me in the art of relaxation. I had absolutely no idea what the art of relaxation was. And I came
you
off
and
of
me
the show...
both.
Exactly right. So that was a foreign concept to me. What was that? I had to do. And I just came off this one show, and I mean, I can't say it any other way. I was broken. I had no idea who I was. And, you know, I had made a ton of money on this show, and I had no money. So even the incongruencies that I was feeling internally were showing up externally because I was working my butt off, making six figures, and I still didn't have two pennies to rub together. I'm still to this day not even sure how that was possible, but that just shows you when the frequencies are not in alignment, when the frequencies are off, the numbers don't crunch in your favor. So
that's right, actually, right?
Yes,
right?
No, they don't.
It's actually
they
true,
don't.
And you can have a successful career, but then your finances are a mess, and your relationships are a mess, and your health is a mess, or you could be really healthy, and all the rest of the stuff is a mess, so we need to get everything in alignment, right?
Absolutely, and you just made this point where it was like my mind, body, and spirit were in total disarray. right? And mm-hmm. my body was exhausted, run down, and overweight, and I was living off coffee and candy, and my mind was full of negative emotions. And I also, Anastasia, I did not love myself at this time. I did not. And I really, when I look back, I loathed myself. I can't even believe the self-talk that I had in my head. It was so sabotaging. And so I started going to the beach and meditating. I started taking walks. I started with little baby steps to love myself. And what happened when I started on this journey of self-love, because like I said, there was no Band-Aid, no medicine, no pill. So I started with crystals, right? I'm like, oh, I like crystals. They're pretty. There's this pretty crystal shop in Santa Monica. I feel good there. I can walk to the beach from here. And these little tiny acts of self-love, they started to snowball. And I had a profound experience on the beach where I would say I received this higher calling. And I had heard that as a child. I was raised Catholic, so I had heard of what a higher calling was, but I had no concept of what that meant. But my life at that moment became about service. And I was instantaneously on that beach filled back up with my own spirit. And I had this massive epiphany, revelation, this aha moment where I knew it was possible to heal yourself. And
absolutely. And, you know, just so the listeners know, you know, awakenings like that come in all shapes and sizes. Yours was like all of a sudden you needed it and it was there. Mine was gradual. Yeah. It started when I was 30, and it just kept happening to me year after year until I've reached the same, basically we're in almost the same place now.
Yeah.
So it can happen gradually or boom, just like yours.
Right. And so we have to trust the universe, source, God, spirit, whatever resonates for you, your higher levels, you know, the bigger part of you. We have to trust that divine energy, right? That infinite pure potentiality, this grand master of the universe, that energy knows the right pace for you. So I had a big mission that I had to step into. There was no time to spare, right? And
exactly.
And Anastasia, you were meant to do this as well. We are meant to show what's possible, right? So it's possible to shift your life from one place to another, whether it happens gradually or in a more fast and swift way. It's individual for you because we are all individuals. So
exactly. And so you come from being a television producer and even actress, and I come from being a scientist, which is like almost diametrically opposed, and yet we've come and met in the same place at the same time. And I know that both you and I have had extensive training in various healing modalities, and we're still learning about them every day. So when we come back to the show, we're going to talk about how your approach is different from others, and we're going to talk about the fifth dimension, which sounds really spooky, but it's not. It's really down to earth. So I want to remind all our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, and today our guest is Kristen Alexander. We'll be diving deeper into accessing your inner wisdom after the break, and you'll hear some things that you can do personally to get in touch with that intuition or inner voice.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopless is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you to get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationships. Go to scientifichealer.com. Before the break, we were talking with Kristen Alexander, and we heard her absolutely passionate and beautiful story of how she went from being a TV producer and film actress to becoming the healer that she is today. And she's totally amazing. And we're going to talk a little bit about the fifth dimension or the quantum field. It's really very practical the way we can access it. And what do we mean by fifth dimension? Well, we live in four dimensions. We have height, width, and depth, and we also have time. So this is the next dimension. And it's really the quantum field, which contains a huge amount of information. And we do this in science. We go from time to frequency using a well-known mathematical function called the Fourier transform. Many instruments in the laboratory do this, and you can even download apps for your iPad, iPhone, or Droid device. And so let's talk about this connection and how we can raise our frequency, which is proven by science to be a healthier state, right, Kristen?
Oh, yes, Anastasia. I am like buzzing from what you just said. That was awesome. And in the coming years, we are going to see the bridge of science and spirituality. We are going to see science prove in the laboratory what we as healers and as people who understand the metaphysical realms, we are going to see the bridge of all of this, right? Because we understand the quantum. This connection that I made with the mind, the body, the spirit, and we're going to add one more place, the heart, because the quantum field is not a mental place, right? It is a feeling place. So when I was I was in the do, 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 right? I'm like, I'm going to put this square peg in this round hole if it's the last thing I do, right? I just was like chicken with head cut off all the time, and I was always doing, doing, doing. This place, this fifth dimension, is a state of being that is being, not doing. And right. In actuality, you can get more accomplished in this space than you do in the other, because you become a magnet. Opportunities come to you. So this is a place of yes, right? This is a place of...
That's what people call in the flow, right? If people call
this
in
the
flow.
The flow,
right?
And literally,
right? Steve Jobs and
yes, all of it.
Brilliant people like that.
Yes, Louise Hay, several years ago, someone asked her in an interview, how did you start this huge publishing house? And she said, all I did was answer emails and answer voicemails. And when she said that, I was like, what is she talking about? She was in the flow. Life comes to you. Right, we are these incredible energetic beings. If we truly understood how powerful we are, I mean, it's like mind-boggling. But like you said earlier, science can prove it now. Your heartbeat is what, you know, 12 to 15 feet around you, right? So
exactly.
When you are coming,
and it carries the frequencies of our emotions. And science has now proven that love and joy vibrate at a much higher frequency than anger and frustration and sadness. So when we talk about higher frequencies, right, we're really talking about the science of frequency.
Absolutely. And when you're in this heart-centered space of this place of yes and this in the flow, A, you're full, your tank is full and you have boundless energy. Your intuition and sixth sense kicks in because you can feel things. And the frequency of love, the frequency of gratefulness, this is all on the same energetic wavelength as abundance, prosperity. So when you get in the vibration of love, you immediately open yourself up to all the vibrations of possibility, and all these new channels of abundance and wealth and prosperity can start to be, you can be a magnet to them. So I just know, you know, when I come from this heart space and get out of my mental level, which wants to like wrestle everything to the ground, and as a type personality, right, and especially being in the corporate world, I was used to living that way. So this is a different way of living, right? This is a different way.
So just to remind everybody, we're human beings, not human doings.
Exactly. I love that. Right. That's so beautiful. Right. We are human beings. And I was looking for this like tagline. I was like looking for this like quote or something I could use on rebuilding my website. And did that inspiration or that tagline come to me when I was doing? No. I took 5 minutes at my desk and I was just going to meditate for just a few minutes and just gather myself, just drop myself into my heart, breathe for a few minutes. And sure enough, that tagline, boom, right there. I've been searching for it for months. Mm-hmm.
So that just comes to, you know, when you say meditate, all it means is slowing yourself down by taking a few deep breaths. And stop thinking about where you have to go next and just be in the moment. And as soon as you're in the moment, it happens like that.
Like that. Yeah. So we don't have to meditate for hours. You can you can be at work and just take a few minutes to close your eyes and just breathe and just focus on that.
Yeah, that's
big
tip number one is just to take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through your belly with your spine straight to let all the energy flow the way it's supposed to in your body. And we just breathe in like that deeply and breathe out through the mouth. And it's just amazing how quickly and that's a good, really good way of lowering your blood pressure in just a minute. Really good way.
Yeah, and that's how you can enter the fifth dimension, right? That's how you enter this quantum where you create this place of being that is pure potential. Anything is possible. And it also fills you back up. And that to-do list, you know, that to-do list can run our lives if we let it, right? And it will just run you into the ground. Yeah, it will run you into the ground. So this way of living, like I said, it's different and it takes practice. You don't all of a sudden get the handle on this and just like, you know, fly off. And the other caveat is you've got to be grounded in your body. In this space, we are humans, and on the earth plane, to be seen, to be heard, and to have money find you, you have to be in your body. So we're not talking about flying away.
Right. A lot of people say, oh, I'm out traveling astrally. And I'm going, really? Don't you want to be here? You're here to do a job and you're here to experience life and just get back in your body. Let's get it done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm not in my body, I can't even order a coffee because the girl at the coffee place can't find me. And you know what? I probably don't even have enough money to buy a coffee because money couldn't find me either. So, you know, we've got to be in our body.
Can you describe a case or two, right? Can you describe, I know that you help a lot of people. You know, you have a really busy schedule. So can you describe a case or two that came to you for help and how you resolved it quickly? And a lot of people have like really thought patterns and emotional patterns that get them trapped. So if you could also allude to that, because they're really common problems that you and I come across.
Yeah. So the type of healing work that I do works on physical, right? On physical issues as well as emotional. So I have a client who actually had both. When I met him, he was very depressed. He had just come out of a very abusive relationship, and it had flared up his MS to the point where he was about to be in a wheelchair. And we had to do a whole life transformation. I mean, I'm looking in the refrigerator, right? I'm over at his house. We're in the refrigerator. We've got to learn how to meditate. He's got to love himself. There was a whole life a transformation that had to happen to address all of the different vibrational things going on with him. But 2 years later, he's in a great relationship, and the MS is gone. It's in full and complete remission. And he has learned how to balance his life in a way, because he just cannot have stress. Stress will flare everything up immediately. So he has learned how to live a stress-free life, how to eat healthy. He meditates all the time. He practices self-love. And he's like literally, it's like my walking testimonial. And I sometimes even like pinch myself and go, wow, this is what's possible. It doesn't matter what place you are in emotionally or physically, you can heal yourself. And I love when you say no matter what doctors have told you, because his doctors told him he was going to be in a wheelchair. And I just thought that was so, like, how dare them tell him that?
Yeah, I call those medical curses. It's a curse. You've been cursed. And then what happens
absolutely.
Is your subconscious goes, that's an authority figure, and he knows better than I do, like the doctor knows your body better than you. So he knows better than I do, so the subconscious complies and puts you in the wheelchair. And there are some of us that are rebels, like you and I are the rebel type. Like somebody tells us something, and we go, like in a pig's eye, that's not happening to me,
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was always like that, even then as a child. I'm like, oh, yeah, I will show you. Yeah.
So in the few minutes, we have a couple of minutes left. So, the first big tip to getting there, to getting to that accessing that higher wisdom place is to meditate. What else would you say would be a really great step for them going in the right direction?
Yeah, so that voice in your head that sabotages you, that belittles you, that criticizes you, that judges you, it's got to go. And would you have a best friend that spoke to you like that? I think not. We would kick that friend to the curb, right? If you had a friend who was talking to you the way you talk to yourself, that would not be a friend anymore. So
right, and also if you had a friend, if you watched another person talking to your friend like that, you would throw them out too.
Exactly, right. You'd kick them to the curb. Of course, you wouldn't put up with that, with someone treating
mm-hmm.
someone you love like that, right? So mm-hmm. we have to be our own best friend. And this road of awakening and accessing infinite wisdom and your higher levels of consciousness, it starts with loving yourself. You are a divine child of the universe. Source energy thought you were a good idea. That's why you are here. And that is where your worthiness starts from. I don't care what your mother, your father, what society has told you. Source spirit thought you were a good idea. That's why you're here. So we have
just
to start
tell people
from a place,
God doesn't make mistakes. God does not
no,
make mistakes.
Not.
No one's a mistake. In fact,
not.
We're all divine creations.
Yes, exactly. And you're not broken either, and you don't need fixing, but you might have gotten buried and need to unbury yourself, right?
Exactly.
So the
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I have people tell me, oh, and I felt broken, so I get it, right? That was a perception that I had. But now that
mm-hmm.
I understand and have hindsight and can look back, no, I was just buried, right? I was buried under should-haves, could-haves, would-haves. I was buried under what I thought I should be. I was buried under all of these perceptions society, my family, friends had put on me that I had put on myself. And so this journey of awakening has been a process of emerging. The real me is in there. The real you is in there. And through energetic shifting and energetic work, we can unbury ourselves so that our true essence can shine. And that's what the mind, body, spirit, heart connection allows. It allows for our true essence to come forward.
Yeah, and people working with you and me, that's the fast track. You can do it the slow way or you can do it the fast way. So fast tracking is finding someone that has already walked the path before you and then is a tour guide for showing you what's the best, the most direct and quickest way to go. So I'm going to tell everyone how they can find you because we're at the end. Our time goes so quick, right?
Oh, my gosh, it flies by.
I know. So this is the end of the show. So people can find you at magicalkristen.com. Just so you know how to spell Kristen, it's with a K-R-I-S-T-E-N. It's So it's magicalkristen.com so they can connect with you. And I think they can also find you on Facebook, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Alexander. Thank you so much for being here, Kristen. It was a total delight.
Oh, gosh, I love you so much, Anastasia. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that you got a little, some little nugget that resonates with you that can help you get on this road of awakening.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless and for our wonderful guest, Kristen Alexander. And a reminder, you can connect with her at magicalkristen.com. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free powerful healing audio that allowed one of my clients to go get more productive and earn more money because she felt so centered, clear-headed, and energetic. Mark your calendar so you join us next week for another powerful conversation with Liz Hester and Ed Oakley about enlightened leadership, which is taking the business world by storm. All on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.